So now we're going to hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and luckily we're moving into a new chapter today, and we'd like to take a minute to thank His Grace Akurinath Prabhu and His great devotion to the Srimad Bhagavatam for bringing us the latest chapter, which is being used with permission from the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And we've reprinted it here with permission, and we're starting on the first verse of the 13th chapter called Dhritarashtra Quits Home. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Suta Uvacha. Vidhuras Tirtha Yatrayam. Maitreyad Atmano Gatim. Gyatvagad Dastinapuram. Tayavapta Vivitsitaha. Sutu Uvacha. Viduras Tirtha Yatrayam. Maitreyad Atmano Gatim. Gyatvagad Tastinapuram. Tayavapta Vivitsitaha. Sutu Vacha. Viduras Tirtha Yatrayam. Maitreyad Atmano Gatim. Gyatvagad Hastinapuram. Tayavapta Vavitsitaha. Sutu Vacha. Viduras Tirtha Yatrayam. Maitreyad Atmano Gatim. Gyatvagadastinapuram. Tayavapta Vivitsitaha. Sutu Uvacha. Viduras Tirtha Yatrayam. Maitreyad Atmano Gatim. Gyatvagadastinapuram. Tayavapta Vivitsitaha. Shraddha. Sutu Vacha. Viduras Tirtha Yatrayam. Maitreyad Atmano Gatim. Gyatvagad Hastinapuram. Tayavapta Vivitsitaha. Sutu Uvacha. Sutu Goswami said, Viduraha, Vidura, Tirtha Yatrayam. While traveling to different places of pilgrimage, Maitreyat, from the great sage Maitreya, Atmanaha, of the self, Gatim, destination, Yatva, by knowing it, Agat, went back. Hastinapuram, the city of Hastinapur. Taya, by that knowledge. Avapta, sufficiently a gainer. Vivitsitaha, being well versed in everything knowable. Translation, Sri Suta Goswami said, while traveling on a pilgrimage, Vidura received knowledge of the destination of the self from the great sage Maitreya and then returned to Hastinapur. He became as well versed in the subject as he desired. Please repeat. Sri Suta Goswami said, while traveling on a pilgrimage, Vidura received knowledge of the destination of the self from the great sage Maitreya, and then returned to Hastinapur. He became as well versed in the subject as he desired. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Vidura, one of the prominent figures in the history of the Mahabharata, he was conceived by Vyasadeva in the womb of the maidservant of Ambika, the mother of Maharaj Pandu. He is the incarnation of Yamaraj. Being cursed by Manduk Muni, he was to become a Shudra. The story is narrated as follows. Once upon a time, the state police caught some thieves who had concealed themselves in the hermitage of Manduk Muni. The police constables, as usual, arrested all the thieves and Manduk Muni along with them. The magistrate specifically punished the Muni to death by being pierced with a lance. When he was just to be pierced, the news reached the king, and he at once stopped the act on consideration of his being a great Muni. The king personally begged the Muni's pardon for the mistake of his men, and the saint at once went to Yamaraj, who prescribes the destiny of the living beings. Yamaraj, being questioned by the Muni, replied that the Muni in his childhood pierced an ant with a sharpened straw, and for that reason he was put into difficulty. The Muni thought it unwise on the part of Yamaraj that he was punished for his childish innocence, and thus the Muni cursed Yamaraj to become a Shudra, and this Shudra incarnation of Yamaraj was known as Vidura, the Shudra brother of Dhritarashtra and Maharaj Pandu. But the Shudra son of the Kuru dynasty was equally treated by Bhishmadev, along with his other nephews, and in due course Vidura was married with a girl who was also born in the womb of a Shudrani by a Brahmin. Although Vidura did not inherit the property of his father, the brother of Bhishmadev, still he was given sufficient state property by Dhritarashtra, the elder brother of Vidura. Vidura was very much attached to his elder brother, and all along he tried to guide him along the right path. During the fratricidal war at Kurukshetra, Vidura repeatedly implored his elder brother to do justice to the sons of Pandu, but Duryodhan did not like such interference by his uncle, and thus he practically insulted Vidura. This resulted in Vidura's leaving home for pilgrimage and taking instructions from Maitreya. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Shri Shri Navadvipa Para Pradipa Santipyamana Satato Bhuviya Chetastamo Hanti Na Yasya Yat Nat Tamkirtayama Prabhupada Devam. For those of you who don't know, within the blue book, this is the blue binder book from ISV, you'll find these extra pranam shlokas on the second Meyer lemon yellow tab, and we're now on page number 2 in that progression, and we're on the second verse of 8 verses glorifying Srila Prabhupada, inspired by a Sanskrit poem by Sriman Kushakrata Das, versification by Dravida Das. This is written by one of Prabhupada's disciples.
Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Prachodita Shri Vyasadya Kosham Kushalam Kripalu Sanblecha Vagdesha Kshayedadat Yas Tam Kirtayama Prabhupada Devam Achadyate Yat Paratarka Drishya Govinda Murtyujwala Bhaskarena Advaiti Kadyota Kulam Jagatyam Tam Kirtayama Prabhupada Devam Yasyaiva Yatnena Purana Raja Gangamala Keshava Kelihamsa Satstotra Ratna Vihitihaloke Tamkirtayama Prabhupada Devam Shri Radhika Krishna Padara Vinde Sahasra Hritsu Shatamandareshu Aropayad Yo Mandure Prativyam Tamkirtayama Prabhupada Devam Kaushal Yadher Yasya Sahasra Shastra Sastrati Varshai Pratiyanta Yehi Chandakaler Moha Chamurhatena Tam Kirtayama Prabhupada Devam Nana Lasad Gaura Sudha Prakasha Palashitao Stapita Eva Yena Krishnanu Chinta Janasanga Vrikshas Tam Kirtayama Prabhupada Devam Yo Nitya Da Jivati Daivikeshu Nijasu Shikshasu Tusanugami Kripam Budhir Nanda Shrita Shritatma Tam Kirtayama Prabhupada Devam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Barshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripadaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktira Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vansha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Pakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Ajayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Manana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumata Srimad Ratnankara Singha Sanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtali Bhi Sevya Manus Marami Sriman Rasarasaram Bivam Shivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinatha Shriestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tulside Bhyai Priyai Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavatai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Narasingha Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Matsamo nasti papa ma naparari chakashana parihare pilajame kimbruve prushotama ivatinam yata yuni yunam chau yavutau yata mano birmate tadvan mano me ramatam tvai bumau skalita pararam bumireva valambanam Tvai jata pararanam, tvameva sharanam prabho, Govinda balabairadhe, prarte tvamaham sada, Tvadiyam tijanatu, Govindo mam tvayasaha, Radhe vrindavanadishe, karanamrita bahani, Kripaya nijapadabja, dasyam mayam pradiyatam. Dehanta Rashtrinam Padurenam Babikshnasha Yasham Harigato Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam Namashrestam Manamapi Shachiputra Matra Sarupam Shirupam Tasya Gajam Aruparim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramoho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratitikripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vande Nanda Vrajashtrinam Napuna Shimandrupa Padam Bhojao Rajo Hamsyam Bhave Bhave Hantaya Madra Abala Haridasavaryo Yadrama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayo Yat Paniya Suya Vasakandana Kandamulai Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sutuvacha Vidurastirta Yatrayam Maitreya Dhatmanogatim Yatvaghad Dastinapuram Taya Vapta Vivitsitaha. Sri Sudhir Goswami said, while traveling on a pilgrimage, Madhura received knowledge of the destination of the self from the great sage Maitreya, and then returned to Hastinapur. He became as well versed in the subject as he desired. It's a very satisfying verse. First of all, we're hearing about a pure devotee of the Lord. And in this world, good fortune means, when people say good fortune, and when the Shastra says bhagya means good fortune, what it means is association with a sadhu, with getting association with a pure devotee of the Lord. There is no other good fortune. All other so-called good fortune is perishable. But the influence one gets from, and the benefit one gets from association with a pure devotee is indelible. And this was noted by Yudhishthira when he saw Vidura, the great pure devotee of the Lord. Pure devotees of the Lord are self-effulgent. People notice them wherever they go. For instance, Shukadeva Goswami, although wandering as a 16-year-old boy naked, being followed by all kinds of curious village women and children who were just gawking at him. When he entered the assembly of sages at the bank of the Ganga, where Maharaj Parikshit was sitting down, ready to leave his body in 7 days, everyone stood up and recognized him because of his physiognomy and because of his stature, his spiritual stature. They recognized him. And Vidura was recognized by Yudhishthira, who said, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Gadabrita. He noted that, Vidura, you are a holy place of pilgrimage personified because you carry the personality of God within your heart. In other words, he had love for Krishna in his heart, and by that kind of association, by the association of a pure devotee, the Shastra says, even if it's for a tiny fraction of a minute, you become fortunate. What does it say? Sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. Siddhi means perfection. Hoi means you get. So the Shastra says that by association, even for a lava matra, which means a
what is it, an eighth, a twelfth of a second, a fraction of a second with association with the sadhu. You become fortunate by this sadhu sangha. So this is the sum and substance of what is the goal of life and the perfection of life, and how it comes about is by association with sadhus. And this is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that a person who wanders and wanders throughout the universe, when he meets a vaidya, a doctor, but he describes as a devotee doctor, he meets a devotee doctor who has two things. He has instructions and he has hymns. And the devotee doctor gives him these things out of mercy. For instance, in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we found an ignorant cowherd boy who was amongst his friends, and they used to observe every day this sadhu who was performing his bhajan and walking around their area. They had no idea what a sadhu was. They had no education in what the spiritual world was or what any spiritual practice was. And many of the friends used to make fun of this sadhu. But somehow, this one cowherd boy, when he saw him every day, he thought, there's something good about him. There's something that attracts me to him. So one day he did some service for him, and out of compassion, the sadhu gave him a mantra. And then as soon as he spoke the mantra, and this cowherd, Gopakumar, was about to ask him about what it meant and what it was for and how to do it and everything like that, the sadhu fainted out of ecstasy because he had spoken the mantra. And then when he got up, he just walked away. And this poor devotee was thinking, I probably offended him. I did something wrong. He just walked away, and it was me. But he was left with a feeling of gratitude that he had received this mantra. He didn't know what a mantra was, but somehow or other, he held on to it and began to repeat the mantra, the Gopal mantra. And step by step, that mantra, the charity of the devotee vaidya, the devotee doctor who had handed over this hymn, that gradually took him. The mantra is a deity. It is a deity. It's a sound deity. As we quoted earlier, iti murtyabhidanena mantra murtim amurtikam. It's very difficult to realize the form of the Lord. That's what murti means, difficulty. But amurtikam means that very easily you can see the form of the Lord if you take the mantra. Iti murtyabhidanena mantra murtim amurtikam. What's difficult becomes easy. Yajite yagya purusham sasam yag darshanapumam. This is the best kind of yagya, and it reveals the full feature of the personality of Godhead. Another satisfying thing about this verse is remembering Vidura and how adversity took him away from the bad environment of his home and into the freedom to, as it says here, become as well-versed on the subject as he desired. Who has time to become as well-versed in the Bhagavatam as you desire? Anybody here have full time that you can become as well-versed as you desire? No? He became as well-versed in the subject as he desired, and he went away from home because he was challenged by Duryodhan. Vidura was, of course, a pious person, a devotee, pure devotee from his very birth, and he wanted to protect the Pandavas who were being persecuted by his own family. And when he brought that up in the assembly where his family was gathered, then Duryodhan became like a hissing snake because he was so envious of the Pandavas. And he criticized Vidura and said, who are you anyway? You're low class. You're not even part of our family. You're just a Shudra. And Vidura took this opportunity to use his anger. You can lose your anger or you can use your anger. When you lose your anger, then your senses come out of control. You become polluted. But when you use your anger, which is also not recommended unless you really know what you're doing, then because you can mistake the two and then justify it later. He set down his bow and arrow. He was a kshatriya. He put it down on the doorstep and he walked away. He walked away and he went on pilgrimage for many, many years, all during the war. And during that time, he met Vidura. His sole purpose of the pilgrimage was to go around to all the holy places and there have darshan of the Lord. And that's just what he did. And in that mood that one is dedicating one's life solely for the purpose of going back home, back to Godhead, solely for the purpose of seeing Krishna, then everything auspicious happens. And you're not moving in a normal conveyance when you're going on pilgrimage. For instance, you may fly on a United Airlines flight from here to Bangkok and from Bangkok to Delhi, but it's not an ordinary flight. And if you're going to Jagannath Puri to see the Jagannath Rath Yatra, then you're too late because it just happened last weekend. But if you were, when you were flying on that plane, it's not an ordinary journey. You're going. And if the plane happened to crash and you go down, you'll attain a high destination, unlike, you know, the rest of the businessmen maybe riding on that flight. Your purpose is different. The way you're moving is different, and Krishna will make all kinds of arrangements for you. And what arrangement did he make for Vidura? He met Maitreya. Actually, first he met Sri Uddhava, and Uddhava had met the Lord just before he left the planet. And Krishna gave him all his most intimate instructions. And at the same time, Maitreya happened to be wandering, as sadhus do, and he just ran into them. There's Krishna and Vidura. And so he sat down and he listened to the whole thing also. This comes, Prabhupada says, from Agyata Sukriti. Somehow or other, he had had some good fortune, association with devotees before, and therefore he was getting a chance to sit up close, to hear the real nectar of life directly from Krishna, who was speaking to his most intimate devotee. What kind of talks were they? And when Uddhava got his instruction from Krishna, and that was, he told him to go to the Bhadarik Ashram, because there they hadn't heard about pure devotional service yet. And Krishna wanted everyone, all the sages there at Bhadarik Ashram, very important place for the sadhus to go and discuss Krishna Katha and to worship Krishna and perform austerities. He wanted him to go there and talk about the glories of pure devotional service, what he had heard from Krishna, what he had seen for himself and going to Vrindavan. And on the way there, Vidura met Uddhava and he begged him to teach him spiritual knowledge, to become a spiritual master. And Uddhava said two things. One is, I have an instruction to go to Bhadarik Ashram, and the other is that there's somebody older than me who's more experienced, and therefore I have to defer to him, and that was Maitreya. And this is the law of Maryada Vitikrama, and that means don't step over the superior and try to... Even if you know something more than the other person that's there, the elder, there's an etiquette. There's a kind of etiquette by which you don't try to step over, because then you make an offense. And because of that, you'll lose your spiritual standing. So based on that law, Uddhava, who is younger than Maitreya, deferred to him and said, please approach him. So Vidura, who was a pure devotee in his own right, approached Maitreya and inquired about the absolute truth. And interestingly, Srila Prabhupada mentions, Vidura was already a pure devotee. Why did he go to Vidura? And of course, Vidura was also accepted not as an unmixed devotee, because he had some penchant for gyan also, not pure bhakti. But still, he approached him, he had heard from Krishna, and he was a great sage. And Prabhupada explains that understanding the absolute truth and the siddhanta of our philosophy is requires so much finesse that it is necessary to approach a spiritual master. Even if you're Vidura, it's necessary to approach in this way in order to invoke Krishna's mercy. Tadvidi pranipatena prayprashnena sevaya uparakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. You have to approach a person who has experience, who's seen for himself, and inquire submissively and render service, pranipat, offer obeisances in this humble mood. And by that, one can become, one's knowledge can become justified and refined through that process of approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative. And that's what Vidura did. And the subject matter of the whole third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam practically, and elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, is the discussion between Maitreya and Vidura. Vidura could have asked Maitreya all kinds of lofty subjects, But he started off by asking about the creation and other so-called basic aspects of the philosophy. And he did so for completeness, and also to reveal to everyone else the complete picture of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as I said, it's very satisfying to hear that he became as well-versed in the subject as he desired. And this should be our burning desire also, that please, Krishna, give me an opportunity to become as well-versed as I desire, and please increase my desire to become well-versed. Well-versed doesn't just mean memorizing things, but it means we should pray for association. We should pray to be in the best possible association, to become fortunate by having the association of advanced devotees. Advanced devotees are nindadi shunya, hridamipsita sangalabhya. They're not interested anymore in criticizing others for their own benefit. They are nindadi shunya. They're free from the fault of criticism within their heart. In other words, their hearts are pure. They have no malice towards anyone else. And they're fully fixed in the siddhanta of Krishna consciousness. And they're very compassionate. And so if we can have that kind of association and fully take advantage of it, we'll make rapid advancement in devotional service. So we should pray for that. Please let me be like Vidura. Let me have the good fortune of having the full opportunity to hear and be in the association of advanced devotees and to serve them. And by that, we'll become completely perfect. So everyone's wandering in this material world aimlessly, just like logs floating on a river, an endless river that never stops. And if someone becomes very fortunate, it's like the log that somehow or other washes up on the shore. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that to Sanatan Goswami. So somehow or other, we've washed up on the shore, and now we should take full advantage, whatever opportunity we have. Don't become diverted by all the carnival of this world. There's a carnival going on, and there's all kinds of temporary attractions here, like they have sideshows that you can go and look at. See a man who can bark like a dog. And you can go back there and listen to the man bark like a dog, and he makes all the sounds like a dog. So what? So here we have in the world all kinds of reflections of happiness. You know, there's television that, on all these television shows, that you get to watch other people's relationships, ghastly rasa, conjugal rasa, all these different rasas. And there's no ultimate satisfaction in these kinds of goings on. They simply agitate the mind like a boat that's on the water gets agitated by the wind and blown off course. But if we fix our course like Vidura, that we're on pilgrimage, wherever we're going in this world, we're going to see Krishna, then our life will become fruitful. One time, Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu, who's the cook, head cook in Vrindavan, India, Krishna Balaram Mandir. Does everyone know him? Kurunath does. He's one of the great characters of ISKCON. He's fully fixed in his service. He moved there to Vrindavan many, many years ago and has been cooking the Raj Bhog offering for Krishna and Balaram every day for maybe 20 years, maybe more. I hate to say a number that's less, but I can't remember exactly how long, but it must be 20 years. The last time I saw him was in Chicago, and then he moved there, and there he's been ever since. Best Raj Bhog offering that I've ever tasted anywhere in the movement. So if you go to Vrindavan, then you should go and get the Raj Bhog offering. Beg, borrow, steal. But even as important or more importantly, you should go see Bhuvaneshwar. He lives in a little cave in the back of the guest house. If you go right past Prabhupada's room and take that alleyway to the left, and you go straight back, and you go around the corner in the back there, there's a little room back there that's like a cave, and he lives back there, and he just hears and chants all day until he's doing his service. And he lives in Vrindavan. So maybe it was about 5 or 6, 7 years ago, you know, his visa was finished and he had to come back to America to renew his visa. And he heard San Francisco was the best place. I think Bhaktivatsal paid his ticket back here, generously paid for his ticket. And he came and he stayed at our house in Burlingame. And he thought it was going to take 10 days or something to get his visa. So I took him, and in one afternoon we got his India visa. And then he said, I want to go back to Vrindavan. I said, you just got here. Just relax. You know, it's like, I want Vrindavan. I want to go back. And I said, just your ticket's not for a while. It's going to cost a lot of money to change it. You know, let's go on pilgrimage. And so I took him on pilgrimage in California. And we drove in my car from San Francisco down to Los Angeles and then to San Diego and then Laguna Beach. And here it's mentioned how Vidura, he went and he saw all the different forms. Or maybe it's not mentioned here, but will be later. He went and he saw all the different forms of the Lord everywhere, all over India. If you've ever done that too, I used to do 3 months, and I just go one temple to the next, and after 3 months of doing pilgrimage like that, I realized I was in the spiritual world. No difference. And at the same time, driving on the 5, which I'll never do again, I always take the 101, we drove down to Los Angeles to see Rukmini Dwarkadish. Now, usually when I'm going to Los Angeles, I'm going to do a seminar or to hear a seminar or do some service, but we were just going to see the deities. It's a pilgrimage. And we felt the same kind of exaltation that you know you'd get by traveling all over to Trivandrum and to Rameshwaram and going to all these places, you know, all over South India, right? And then we went to see Shishi Radhagiridhari, and then we went to see the Panchatattva, and I realized we weren't in Southern California. I hate Southern California. But I love being on pilgrimage there because we were in the this transcendental bubble. So we should be like that throughout our life. Our life should be a pilgrimage from one step to the next. Whatever we should be planning, our next holy day, should be planning our next Ekadashi, how we're going to honor Ekadashi on the next time and do more. Every day, every morning we wake up, it should be a challenge to see Krishna and take the medicine that's been given to us. And wherever Krishna is, wherever you find out that there's some good association, you should fly there. You should fly there. You should run there. You should be there. Be there for it. And even if you only can catch a little bit of it, be there for it. Krishna bhakti ras bhavato mati kriyatam yadi kritopi labhyate tataloyam api mulyam ekalam janmakoti sukritir vilabhyate. You can't get bhakti in millions of lifetimes by performing some kind of pious activity. But you can get it if you have a tense greed for it, if you really want it. You got to want it. And you've really got to develop this white-hot desire, the unstoppable desire. And wherever you see it, grab it, become greedy for it. Become really a greedy person for this. Become like a miser who every single penny. You ever live with someone like that? I did. I won't mention any names, but it was a devotee. It's a good friend of mine, but man. And, you know, he's always pinching pennies and everything, this, that. It's described in the Shastra that you should become like this for your Krishna consciousness. Every bit you can grab or save, every second that you can get to engage in Krishna service, you should do that. And that was the mood of Vidura on pilgrimage. And look at what he got. He got the association of Uddhava and Maitreya, and became a great light for the world. So all of us have that opportunity. We've come to the human form of life. We've come in contact with the process, with the Bhagavat process, and so we should embrace it fully. Om Tat Sat. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Guru Puja ki jai. And now we'll perform the Guru Puja for our founder, Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is lighting our way back home, back to Godhead. And I think that Mayapur Vihari Prabhu is performing the Guru Puja today. Is that correct? I could tell. You look like, I mean, you always do, but especially today, looks like a Pakha Vaishnav. So he'll perform the Guru Puja for Srila Prabhupada, and Akurnath Prabhu, would you sing the prayers, the Guru Puja prayers? Okay, so you'll find this Guru Vandanam prayers we have. If you don't know them, we can take them out. In the meantime, let's put all the books and the Shastras away. So we'll be ready for this. And just after that, there'll be Krishna Prasadam and for everyone in San Jose, everyone in Santa Clara County, free pancake breakfast. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.